This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, bringing you this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Stormwater runoff, it's one of the great contributors to water pollution. When you live in an urban area that's been built up with so much impervious surface, there really aren't many places for the rainwater to go, but they end up in the tributaries, the creeks, and ultimately the rivers that run through the area. One of the more effective tools in combating the problems caused by stormwater runoff is rain gardens, and our guest this morning knows all about it. Susan Bryan is the rain garden coordinator for the Washtenaw County Water Resources Office, and good morning to you. I appreciate you being here.
Good morning to you.
I think it speaks volumes about Washtenaw County that we even have a rain garden coordinator. I don't think that's a common position anywhere around the country. I mean, certainly there are some, but It really speaks volumes to this community's commitment to environment.
That's right, and it's really because we've been able to apply for grants over a long period of time. 10 years ago, we applied for a grant to fund design assistance for rain gardens. So we went out and helped people design their rain gardens. And then in between grants, we were able to scrape up funding and start a master rain gardener class. And then we've been able to most recently get a grant to put that master rain gardener class online. So we've been able to train people out in the community.
And when you say train people, how many people have taken the master garden
class? Master rain garden program. Class? About 150 at this point.
That's a lot. Yeah. And how many rain gardens have you helped establish in Washtenaw County while you've been here?
We're at 209 right now. I haven't helped with every single one of those because I came on in 2010. But there's a lot of rain gardens have been built by people out in the community, not by us.
And there's some that are private and residential and homemade by one or two people in the family.
Yep.
And then there's public rain gardens as well.
Yeah. And some of those public rain gardens are, low profile back in the sort of, corner of a park. But some are really high profile, like the ones along Miller Avenue between Newport and Maple. And right now they are blooming and you can, as you drive by, you can see them.
Right. And absolutely beautiful to look at, too, right?
Yeah. I think dog walkers, people who walk their dogs by really, and bikers really benefit from them because it makes the walk much more pleasant. They have that kind of buffer of trees and plants in between them and traffic.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking rain gardens with Susan Bryan. Susan is the rain garden coordinator for the Washtenaw County Water Resources Office. Now, ecologically speaking, if I build a rain garden in my home, how much good am I really doing the environment? It seems like my little garden isn't going to make a difference.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of like littering, where you think, oh, this one, cup throwing out my car window is not going to make a difference, but everyone does it. That's a lot of litter. And it's the same way with rain gardens. You're capturing maybe just your rooftop, maybe just your driveway. But when it comes to the big picture, you're taking your little chunk out of the water that would be washing pollution into the Huron River. And so it makes a big difference.
And then collectively, if more and more people do it, then we'll take that much more out.
That's right.
But let me ask you this. Do we have any way to tangibly measure how much water we're preserving and keeping out of the runoff out of the river?
Oh, sure. Yeah, we can calculate it just by the size of rain gardens that have been put in. I was just looking at our numbers, and it's more than 2 million gallons a year that have kept out of the Huron River. And by keeping out, it means it's infiltrating into the soil. It soaks in and then recharges the groundwater. So it kind of does double good duty that way.
Let me ask you this. And pardon my ignorance, but what's the difference between the garden I have now and specifically a rain garden?
That's a good question. And gardens already do a lot of good, especially if the downspout from your house goes into your garden. Like, you're already doing a fantastic job, actually. And gardeners across the county, when they improve their soil and put compost in the soil and have perennials growing year after year, and trees and shrubs too, that's already doing a lot of good. And it soaks in a lot of the water. But a rain garden does double duty. It not only soaks in the rainwater that falls on it, but it also soaks in the rainwater from the roof or the driveway that's then directed to that rain garden, to that garden. So it soaks in kind of twice as much than it otherwise would.
And once again, that would make a difference. Are there particular plants that are better than others? Do I need to be wary of avoiding some plants if I'm going to create a rain gardener? Do I have kind of dealer's choice?
You have to pick plants that are going to survive. And that means plants that are okay in the wet and okay in the dry. So maybe native plants are the best, but also something like daylilies or hostas, they work fine too. In the native realm, we have blue lobelia and cardinal flower. A lot of people know cardinal flower, beautiful plant with a red spike, red flower that attracts hummingbirds. It's actually pretty hard to grow if you don't have a rain garden, but in a rain garden, it thrives. So it's kind of, you have kind of an opportunity to grow some things that maybe would be more difficult to grow without a rain garden.
Does it matter what kind of soil I have around my house?
No. You know, that's something that we found over time designing rain gardens for people. And then, you know, for a while, we only built rain gardens on loam and sand. And then, you know, after a while, we're like, well, let's try clay. You know, and if you read on the internet, a lot of times it says clay, you can't build a rain garden. But that's just not true. We tried with some folks who said, okay, well, we'll try it. And it was like the worst possible situation where it was not only clay, but it was had construction equipment on it. So it was compacted. And even on clay, we find that if you amend it with compost and then put in deep-rooted plants, it works fine.
What do you consider the most compelling reason to build a rain garden? I mean, we've obviously talked about the environmental benefits. It can be aesthetically pleasing. But what do you think the most compelling reason to build one is?
Well, personally, I like watching the butterflies and the hummingbirds, especially this time of year that you get monarchs and things like that in your garden. But I think, you know, after talking to so many people about rain gardens, I noticed that people really enjoy the digging and the weeding. There's some mental health benefits. It's really cathartic to dig a hole in your yard. And then also, people just enjoy it. You know, and when you have those native plants in your garden, then you recognize them as old friends when you're walking through the woods. And that's just fun. Also, you know, you can share with your neighbors. So people, oh, you know, I noticed you have this plant. That's so beautiful. And I saw your butterfly. You know, that's fun.
Well, and that brings us back to the public rain gardens, in that there can be a very social aspect to it. Have you found that when people are working together, they tend to connect beyond just working in the rain garden, that they take that relationship outward?
They do. That's really been very fun for me to see the people working together on the rain gardens and helping each other out. There's one woman who lives on Miller who it was sort of a mix-up in that she wasn't supposed to get a rain garden. She said she didn't want one. And accidentally, you know, one got built in front of her house. And she was, you know, understandably mad. And then one of the master rain gardeners came up to her during the public meeting. And she said, I will help keep, you know, take care of your rain garden. And people have over the last couple of years since they've been built. And she loves looking at the rain garden. The view from her yard is so pretty now. And every time we have a work day in the spring and in the fall, she comes out and brings cookies. So she's gotten to know her neighbors. Before, she was a little more isolated because she's elderly. And now all her neighbors know her and they take care of her garden. And she has kind of a connection.
Building community.
Yeah. And people make friends. You know, you're out there pulling weeds, you make friends.
Speaking of which, there is a public rain garden workshop coming up, right? Workday.
Yeah, there is. So the Miller Rain Gardens between Newport and Maple, and we're going to meet at Miller and Bruce on August 29th. It's Saturday, 9:30 in the morning to 11:30, and basically it's just gardening. So pulling weeds, bring some gloves, and there'll be master rain gardeners there to answer your question. So if you're thinking about putting a rain garden in your yard and you'd like
to kind of get that experience.
Yeah, exactly. You can ask people who have actually built one. So, you know, it's kind of a low-key way to get to know someone who's built one, and you can, you know, decide whether it's for you.
Well, you've certainly made it sound like a lot of fun.
We have a good time.
That is Susan Bryan. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Susan is the Rain Garden Coordinator for Washtenaw County Water Resources Office. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.